It's two things. Paul had a few bad days, in his letter to the Corinthians when he's talking about all the stuff that happened. It's a good encouragement for us. None of us have had this stuff happen to us, right? 5 times at the hands of the Jews, I received 40 lashes minus one. I've never received 40 lashes, even one time. 3 times I've been shipwrecked. I passed the night and day on the deep, on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own race, from Gentiles, from the city, from the wilderness, from the sea, among false brothers, cold, exposure, fasting, thirst, sleepless nights. So when we have bad days, we shouldn't panic. So it is for the saints of God, the household of God. We're going to have bad days. And when we think it can't get worse, well, then it gets worse. And we think we're being abandoned. And we are not. So he says at the end of it all, so if I must boast, I'm going to boast in the things that show my weakness. Later he says, my strength is enough for you, Jesus told him when he begged that his weakness be lifted. That his strength is enough for us. Not to judge too quickly that our day is a disaster. We don't know what God is up to. Second, Jesus tells us where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. It also flips the other way around. Where my heart is, no matter what I say, that's my treasure.